Episode 1942, Shape Your Future.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How excited are you feeling right now in this moment? Come on, it's Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to shape your future. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Why is it that so much of our time is spent on hurts? Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future. That's what Dr. Schuller says from the Hour of Power. He was a minister for many, many decades. He was one who always brought hope into the conversation. Because you know why? There is much hope to be experienced. Yet, we only focus on the hurts. And if we keep focusing on the hurts, what's going to keep showing up? Hurt over and over again. As much as we spend our times in the dark where hurt lingers, there too you will find hope. But in that search, you wait, you watch, and you work. Hope is not pretending that troubles don't exist. It is the hope that they won't last forever. It is the hope that hurts will be healed and difficulties overcome. It is the hope that the darkness will fade because of our exodus into the sunshine. It's your extreme. Shape your future. You know, you can rely on everyone else, or you can choose to take aim on what you can control. Action ignites motivation. What are you doing today to shape your future? Well, I shared with you a few days ago that my mom had an episode and she was taken to the emergency room, hence admitted into the hospital. And no, this is not at all COVID related. And in all of this, they thought they had stabilized her. Nothing was showing up. Everything was fine. And in actuality, today she was supposed to be released from the hospital. But then there was an episode. She felt dizzy. She went down to the ground and lost consciousness. In just a few moments, there was a swarm of people coming in. Hope. In the middle of a disaster, right? There, she lay unresponsive. How much of your life are you laying there unresponsive? How much of your life are you just kind of letting everything happen around you, but you're not really participating in it? Well, you see, that swarm of people brought hope. And she woke up seeing all these people around her going, okay, you're sitting here like looking at me saying everything's okay, doing everything for me, for my life. Hope. But unfortunately, we get so caught up in all of our other stuff that we miss the hope that surrounds us. We miss that our spouse actually does care, even though sometimes we think they just want to pick a fight. We miss that our children might be frustrated with us, but in all actuality, they really do love us deep down. They just don't know how to say it because they're too little. They don't get it, or they don't want to be embarrassed. How are you living out your life? Are you just kind of saying, okay, yeah, whatever happens, happens? Are you seeing the swarm of hope? What's around you? How are you shaping your future? Are you being dictated by your past, overrun by your disappointments, or are you choosing to look beyond what hurts you, holding fast to the hope that's much greater than the hurt. You see, my mom held on. Yeah, she looked up like, "You're all here for me?" And what did she say? "I'm sorry. I'm sorry I caused so much commotion." All they could do was smile. Everything was fine. Everything was better. There was hope. You know, when you look at things differently, your perspective and how you see things, it doesn't change overnight. Yeah, you can put on one pair of glasses and put on another and things get clear, but you know what? It takes practice. Go out and buy yourself two pairs of the same glasses, but have different lenses in each of them. Lay them around the house and you'll grab one, you'll put it on expecting one thing but getting another, and then you go and grab the other thinking it might be the other and then you get something else. Now, what you can do is just rely on that yuckiness and, oh, you put it on, everything's blurry, but somehow you just kind of, well, you just go with the flow. It is what it is. You don't try to make it better. You don't try to make it different. You don't try to shape anything. You don't try to change anything. It's just there. You deal with it and it's done. Or you can take off those sets of lenses and put on the ones that maybe hiding on the side or that you haven't touched lately. Dust them off and put them on and, oh my goodness, the view is incredible. The clarity is there. Hope is presence. But unfortunately, we're hiding behind all of our stuff, all of our hurts, all of our disappointments, our past. Who cares about the present? Really? Is that how you're living your life? Has COVID-19 not changed your way of thinking? Take aim today on your life and shape your future. You control what you control. You can control how you respond to your circumstances. My mom? Yeah. She responded very well. "Why did I cause all this commotion? I'm so sorry." Really? They were there because of her, bringing her hope, helping her shape her own future, giving her breath of life. Is that what you need today? Do you need a revival in your heart that says, "You know what? I can do this. Yeah, I may not know every single step to take, but I know I can do it. I just have to take one step at a time, which will lead me to miles of greatness." It opens the door of opportunity. But if you keep living with those same set of lenses on your eyes, you're going to see and get the same results. Kind of blurry, kind of messed up. If you like that, well, then stick with it. Otherwise, shape your future not based on what happened, but the blessings in the middle of the messes. The commotion that's happening around you, it's just you in transition because a transformation is about to happen. Shape your future because the best is yet to come. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. I love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.